Hello and welcome to the Shared Dreams Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Martin with Dream Spinner Communications, and my guest today is Faith Monson. Faith Monson is a success coach extraordinaire, and I'm so pleased to have her on the podcast today. You can find her online at faithmonson.com. Faith, welcome.
Thank you very much, Gail.
Well, it's great to have you on the podcast, and you know, one of the things that I really love about what you do is that you focus on success coaching. So, you know, there are a lot of different types of coaches out there. You can get a business coach, a lifestyle coach, a nutrition coach, a wealth coach. What's a success coach?
Well, in success coaching, we concentrate on specific targeted goals and are very result-oriented. What we do is we develop a plan to achieve the goals, and then I work on building the client's confidence and giving them a sense of empowerment.
Okay. So what type of person needs a success coach?
Anyone that has a business goal that they want to achieve. My particular area is more of the creative industry, so that would be the group that I would be working with. But someone that has a business-specific goal they want, they're ready to push out of their comfort zone and move forward. And also, it's very good for immediate business crisis where you need, like, for example, to counsel an employee or you're interviewing after losing a job, then that's something you can do very quickly.
Now, you mentioned creative industries. Can you give me some examples of what you mean by that?
Yes, like interior designers, photographers, artists, graphic people. There are a number of industries that are very creatively based.
So is success coaching really just for business?
In my situation, my emphasis is on business and on achieving business goals. But at the same time, when you get involved with a person, you get involved with their self-confidence, their perception, overcoming fears that they have, so you're actually really dealing with the entire person.
Now, what about people who are in some kind of business transition? They're thinking about starting a company, they're thinking about growing the company, maybe they're changing careers. Is that a likely candidate for success coaching?
Absolutely. That's one of the areas where I get most of the people calling and wanting success coaching. That's an opportunity to use all sorts of different techniques that I enjoy, like brainstorming, coming up with creative ideas, looking at their skills in a different way, and using role playing where we actually try out different scenarios with each other and see how it feels for them to maybe take their particular job in a different direction. So yes, those are areas where people definitely benefit from success coaching.
And it sounds like success coaching kind of has a foot in both camps between business coaching and lifestyle coaching, because success covers more than just what happens during 8 to 5 when you're at work, right?
That's exactly right. There is an overlap because you are dealing with a person's motivations, their dreams, their fears, their openness to change. So you really are dealing with every aspect of a person's psyche in a way when they're in the process of transitioning or just maybe in some cases reinventing themselves.
Now, does this take a long time? I mean, if you sign up for success coaching, is this, you know, a long time commitment?
It's interesting. Recently, I've been doing a lot of shorter, almost I would call them laser coaching, like 1 to 2 hours, where we do a personal assessment, determine objectives, and we do some brainstorming and have a specific plan set up. And that works very surprisingly well for 1 or 2 hours. And then I've also had clients that I've been with for maybe 3 or so years. So it depends upon the individual, but it can be short or long-term based on what the client needs.
Okay, so if someone's riding out a transition and they're really going to have to make some changes, it may take more time than somebody who is just dealing with one specific issue.
That's right. There could be a situational issue where somebody is counseling an employee, for example, or needing to go to an interview, and that's something that can be handled very quickly within an hour or two, or someone can be rebranding themselves, looking at themselves in a new and fresh way and starting out creating a whole new image from the website to their business collateral and trying to get editorial and that type of thing. And that obviously is a more comprehensive coaching situation.
Okay. And you've given some, you've mentioned some situations where success coaching could be a good tool, but can you give a short example of maybe someone who has really seen the positive effects of success coaching?
Yes, I have an example that I can think of, and it's a person that I worked with, an interior designer, for actually a long period of time. So we did have the entire comprehensive from the website through, the, you know, being published and photographed and signing up and being part of a show house. But to give you just a small view of a specific case, we had her sign up to do a presentation at this particular show house event, and she developed a crisis of confidence. So this was an opportunity where in a short period of time something needed to be done. So I worked to provide her with a skeletal speech because she was uncomfortable with putting off, actually. She was going to wing the speech. And I went to her office and had her actually give me the speech. And she was really a natural speaker. So I talked to her about all of her strengths. We role-played questions. I asked her questions. She tweaked the speech so it was more her own. She got a really strong comfort level with it. So she decided she was going to go through with it. I went. I heard her speech. It was excellent. The audience loved her. She got business from it. She had got more credibility from editors as a result. So that's an example of a very tight, you know, maybe it was a two-hour thing on that one specific issue of presenting.
And what about for somebody in transition? How do you help somebody see themselves differently or maybe prepare if they've decided they want to investigate taking their career or their life in a whole different direction?
Well, first of all, people often do not realize the skills that they have. So when they tell me their stories, I point out areas of strength. And we talk about where this person would like to be, because sometimes when people are in transition, there can be multiple reasons, but some people, and really lately, a lot of people are sick of what they're doing, actually. So when we look at what they have done in the past and isolate those things and talk about those particular strengths, and then I ask them what they would like to be doing, then we stretch them out a little bit and imagine a scenario, that is different than what they're doing, but where they can actually apply their existing skills. So in many ways, a person does not see themselves very clearly. And so when they're talking to me, I am able to show them a lot of things that they don't realize that they have already as tools to use in future. Maybe they're reinventing what they're doing. Maybe they're expanding what they're doing. But things that they already have, a lot of people really undervalue their talents. I'm amazed. I feel like sometimes I have to dig and dig, and I find out things like they've written, a paper that was published that was excellent, or, you know, they came up with an entire trade show on their own, these types of things. And then also giving them an example of how they fit in the overall marketplace is very helpful, too. So it's a sort of a skill assessment and, you know, where you fit in the areas that you're interested in going into and transitioning into.
Okay. And how do you define success? I mean, does that definition change for each person you work with?
Yes, actually it does. In many ways, I find that success is when a person feels really good about themselves. After working with me, they have a sense of that they can do things, that they can move forward, that they have prospects. And another, it's sort of an incremental thing. It also can be that they are steadily moving, that we have a long-term goal and they're reaching their interim goals and feeling good about themselves. And obviously the ultimate is when they reach or exceed their goals. But I really like it when people feel good about themselves and feel that they can do whatever they need to do to move forward.
So it's really about the goals that they define for themselves, not necessarily always about making a whole lot of money, although that could be one of the goals. Or sometimes we think of success in kind of a very small box of this is it and everything else is failure. But yours sounds like a little more personal.
It is very personal. And I've worked with, when I said I worked with the creative industry primarily, I've also worked with, you know, people that are in other industries like the IT industry or lawyers. And a lot of this, honestly, is just basically letting people know what they already have and what they're capable of. And in many cases, updating their image a bit, like updating their resume, you know, showing them where their areas of strengths are by comparing them to the field of people that are in their types of business, and giving them other opportunities that they can do to expand their skill set. But yes, it's very personalized, and it's really about positive reinforcement, encouragement, confidence building, and people can see that I really want them to succeed, that I'm in it with them. It's a team effort.
Okay. What kind of credentials should a success coach have? I mean, I know you come out of a strong sales training background.
Exactly. Well, I think that you should, a success coach should have a very extensive background with people, a lot of people experience. And then also the particular industries where you have strength in, like in mine, in sales and marketing and the creative industry, you have to have a certain amount of experience in that as well.
All right.
You have some credibility. But another and perhaps just as important facet is that you have a desire to have your clients reach their goals, that you have a personal commitment to your clients, that you want to see them do their personal best.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Now, we're almost out of time here, Faith. What would you like listeners to know about success coaching in the last couple of minutes that we have?
Well, I want them to know that success coaching is very exciting, it's energizing, it's motivating. You become clearer about your skills and goals, and I help you create a path. And you, most of all, become more confident. And it is really fun when you see yourself moving towards the goals that you wanted to reach.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Faith, thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you very much, Gail.
I've been talking with Faith Monson, success coach extraordinaire, and you can find her at faithmonson.com. I'm Gail Martin with Dream Spinner Communications, and you can find me online at gailmartinmarketing.com. Thanks again, Faith.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.